T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Scott Kingery home run today. The call from Jim Jackson. Phillies win. They take the series over the Mets. And now on to Colorado. Welcome back. Evening show. Joe Giglio with you. Phillies are 11-6 now. But today we found out, and I actually saw the news on the demotion of Nick Pivetta when I logged on Twitter, and it wasn't a tweet from a beat writer. It was a video from Jack giving his...
Dressing the situation?
Yeah, I guess that's a good... An emergency press conference from Jack on his walk to the stadium. Is that where you're going?
No, I was on a run, apparently.
You're running.
Yeah, I was attempting to run.
Attempting to run.
I was Pivetta, more out of breath.
Pivetta's attempted a pitch so far this season. Hasn't worked out for anyone. And he's now down at AAA. A lot to talk about. Corey Seidman, NBC Sports Philadelphia, joins us right now to talk about this Phillies team. How you doing, Corey?
I'm good. You know, I saw Jack today at the ballpark, and I immediately expressed my sorrow to him as like the founder of Pivetta Island. This must have been a rough day for him. But look, it could just be part one of a journey to prominence for Nick Pivetta. You got to look at it like that, Jack.
I mean, you do, Jack. I mean, think about it. Roy Halladay
got sent down once.
Cliff Lee got sent down. Jake Arrieta. I mean, all these guys came back to win Cy Youngs. I mean, those are the only three guys that ever been sent down, and that's what happened.
Brett Myers in 08.
Right.
Happens all the time.
Victor Arano.
Yeah.
Stars. You go down, you come back as a star. Corey, what did you think of the decision the Phillies made? I thought, based on what they got out of Eichhoff last night, it was eye-opening, and I thought it was enough to keep Eichhoff here. I wasn't quite ready to put two and two together and say, okay, that means Pivetta goes, but obviously the Phillies were.
Well, I had heard very recently that, you know, it's not that Pivetta didn't have a very short leash going into that start, but I think just the way it played out, the fact that he was handed a 10-run lead and couldn't do what you really want a pitcher to do in that situation, which is just mow through a lineup, especially a guy in his position, given the way his first three starts went, and the fact that he had that laborious outing where 4 out of 5 innings he put multiple men on base, was taken deep twice, immediately after the 10-run inning he gives up a home run to Wilson Ramos, just like all the signs of it, didn't look like a big step in the right direction. And then combined with the success Jared Eichhoff had doing exactly that, which is attacking with several different pitches, he kind of, you know, he didn't just rely on his curveball to get outs, which was nice to see last night, albeit it's tough to say like how much it means in a game like that. I think we'll have a better idea after his next 2 or 3 starts, not just this one in Colorado on Sunday. But I was mildly surprised because of all that, because of the way the Phillies really hyped Nick Pivetta up over the last 6 months and because of the signs we've seen from the guy in the past, but it obviously makes sense. You know, send him down, let him try to find command, find confidence, and try to do this without so many eyeballs on him, you know, remarking about every pitch he makes. I think it could, you know, pay dividends for him.
And Corey, I think part of this may have also been the struggles of Aaron Nola. And what I mean by that is they're not getting the length out of their ace, the guy that we all assume would be really, really good again, that they expected. It's one thing if Aaron Nola was pitching like he was last year. Arrieta, and we'll talk about him in a minute, has bounced back and he's given them some good work here. Even Eflin, 2 out of 3 starts really good. If it was only Pivetta they were worried about, maybe they let him just take the ball every fifth day and they'll say, all right, if it goes bad, it becomes a bullpen day. It's harder to do that when you don't know what you're getting out of the rest of the rotation.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, Jake Arrieta, for example, has 4 quality starts. The rest of the Phillies combined have 3 this season in the other 13 or 14 games, and they're just not getting enough of the rotation. You know, Arrieta has had 4 good starts. Zach Eflin's had 2 good starts. Aaron Nola was good once. Vince Velasquez was good once, and the other game he kept you in it. But collectively, I do not think that they have gotten a ton out of the rotation, and yet they are still on a pace right now. It's obviously very early, but they're on a pace for like 100-plus wins. So it just shows that, you know, if they are able to weather different types of storms, like if they're able to weather a storm where it's a week to 10 days where they're not hitting, you know, if enough other facets of the team are clicking, then perhaps they can approach that and perhaps they can win this tight division. But, I mean, they've also faced pretty good competition so far, aside from the series against the Marlins. So it's not like you can say they've lucked their way to their 11-6 record. But, That's why I think at some point they're going to obviously need to make a trade for starting pitching. It's very clear. Like, I don't foresee that in September the 1-5 will be the 1-5 you see right now.
I don't either. Corey Simon, NBC Sports Philadelphia, joining us here talking about the Phils. They're 11-6. They win the series over the Mets. Corey, Jake Arrieta has had some moments last year. The month of May, he was outstanding. He even had a game last April. I remember it was a night game here. It was really cold and not great weather, and he struck out a double-digit Pirate. So he had some moments. Ultimately, at the end, he didn't have a great first season or even a very good first season with the Phillies. Do you think this is different, what he's done so far, than the good we saw of Arrieta last year?
Well, he's really locked in right now, and whenever a guy's going really well, you're always tempted to think it's going to last, and when a guy's going south, you're tempted to think that's going to last. But Jake Arrieta right now has the sinker, curveball, and the changeup all working, and working really well off of each other, and he's getting swings and misses, and he's getting tons of ground balls. I think the stat today was that he faced 29 batters, and only 6 of them got it past the infield, and I'm not just talking about, like, ground outs or fly outs. I mean, any ball in play hits regardless. He gave up 6 hits and 4 of them were infield hits. He's really in a good place right now with his release point, the movement on his pitches, and you can tell it, like, his swagger, not that it ever really went anywhere. Jake Arrieta is a confident guy, but his swagger's kind of backed to that level that it probably was at when he was in Chicago. So, I mean, the Phillies really need this. It would be a really pleasant surprise if he could, you know, not revert to, like, Cy Young form, but if he could give the Phillies a 2.75 ERA this season, for example, that would be a they would take that in a heartbeat.
They would. And you said pleasant surprise there. I think that's a way we can classify what Scott Kingery is becoming for them right now. I mean, it's amazing. Last year at this time, you know, he hit pretty well to start the season. He was coming off the great spring training. Everyone in the city penciled him in as a future starter and a big piece of this thing. This past offseason, Corey, it's like you forgot he was even here because every lineup, I did it, you did it, we all did it. We're all thinking about how this thing would look. We didn't have him in it because of the way he played last year and the improvements they made. And it's not like he's forced his way into becoming a starter every day, but whenever he's played, and especially the last few days, it's a total 180 from last year, what we're seeing out of Kingery.
Yeah, it's like you find yourself looking around and thinking, what if Scott Kingery is really good? You know, what if he is the exciting young player that he was paid to be, that he was touted to be? You know, I don't think that it's weird. Like, I don't see a ton different about him. Obviously, yeah, he has better pitch selection this year, and I think that has led to the results you're seeing, but there's really not a huge difference I'm seeing with his swing or his, you know, his body or his preparation or anything. It's just things are clicking right now. And I think that when you experience confidence, you know, when you experience that early in a season, it goes an extremely long way. And that's why I think that this streak that he's on right now, where he's 12 for his last 21, that means more than if it was happening in June and July. The fact that he's getting off to that start, this could carry him all season. I think he's going to hit 330 or anything, but if he can be that, you know, fill-in piece slash super utility man slash spot starter that the Phillies projected him to be around this lineup, that's just a huge benefit. It's always a huge benefit when you have a Swiss Army knife player who's good enough to be a starter but can't really crack your lineup because of the other talent.
Corey, which of these injuries right now concerns you the most? Segura, I mean, I'm not sure how serious any of these are, but right now Segura didn't play because of the hamstring. Odubel came out of the game today. What I guess they called a cramp or maybe a slight strain. We know Roberts is on the disabled list. So they're kind of piling up now in a very short period of time.
The Robertson injury, I mean, the alarm goes off anytime you hear about a pitcher who's been dealing with a sore elbow like that. You know, if he misses a long period of time, the Phillies they're not set up extremely well to weather that. You know, they have Sir Anthony, they have Neshek, Adam Morgan has been really good so far. And Hector Neris, who walked a tightrope today, but I don't know that over 6 straight months that quartet can be as effective as it's been so far. They would need another piece. I know Craig Kimbrell's still out there. There will be other relievers that become available by the trade deadline if they want to wait that long. So the Robertson injury, because of the potential length, worries me the most, but also the Gene Segura thing because, you know, if Gene Segura, I don't think it's that big of a deal. It seems like it's not miss a few days, maybe go on the – it doesn't seem like an IL stint, so it doesn't seem like he's going to miss the full 10 days, but he's so good. I mean, we've already seen how much of a valuable asset he is at the top of the lineup. You think about all these other big bats and the home run potential of Harper and Hoskins and, you know, McCutchen's OBP and Real Muto. Gene Segura has been as productive as any Philly this season. So, you know, that would be bad for them if he was out more than a few days, I would think.
Last one for you, Corey, and there's some hypothetical and some moving forward thought on this, but I'm just wondering if, let's say Jared Eichhoff pitches well and stays healthy, and he starts making turn after turn where things are good, and this rotation solidifies a little bit. Nola gets back to where we think he can. Arrieta's pitching well. Eflin is showing us good things. And even Velasquez is pitching fine. Not great, but fine. Do you think there's any chance, as this thing moves on, if the bullpen has the same issues you and I were just concerned about, that the Phillies think about the idea of Nick Pivetta in the bullpen? And the guy that strikes me, because I watched Pivetta, Corey, he reminds me a lot of Phil Hughes about a decade ago. Two-pitch pitcher. People thought he was going to be great. He turned out to be a big piece for that Yankee bullpen in the bullpen in 09 when they beat the Phillies in the World Series. He went from starter to the bullpen in the middle of that year and kind of solidified it for them. Do you think there's a chance the bullpen could be where Pivetta lands?
You mentioned Phil Hughes. I would say Wade Davis as
well. That
guy,
too.
You know, a guy who was a back end of the rotation starter and became a lights out reliever. I think that they're committed to Nick Pivetta as a starting pitcher, and it would be a ways away. I wrote last September, I pondered that idea. We always talk about it with Vince Velasquez. Well, what about Nick Pivetta? This is another high strikeout pitcher who has, you know, several like extremely potent weapons that if he was pitching at the back end of the pen, you would think that the velocity would increase maybe a mile or two per hour to an even higher plane, like 98, 99 for him consistently. But I think they're committed to him as a starting pitcher. And I would also just have to ask, like, do you think that's going to happen? Do you think that Eichhoff is going to take this job and run with it?
No, I don't. No, I think in a month they're going to need another starting pitcher, and Pivetta's probably coming back.
Yeah, I think that he'll probably be back at some point soon, probably before, you know, July. I'm curious to see, like, if Pivetta has three or four really good outings in a row and pushes the issue, and Eichhoff is kind of staying afloat, and I'm curious to see what they would do then. But, you know, these things have a way of working themselves out.
They do. Injuries, and look, the more good options, the better for the Phillies. Corey, I always appreciate you hopping on, and we'll be watching and reading along over at NBC Sports Philadelphia.
My pleasure, Joe. Anytime.
There he goes. Corey Seidman. And, look, the Pivetta thing, they...
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.